fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 22nd day of December, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. We'll have open lines his first hour. His second hour, we should have Dr. Phil Myers with us. Proper tip of the day. It's something I want to encourage all of you to do, to remember the reason for the season. The reason for the season, of course, is the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the Romans kept fairly good records, and Mary and Joseph were participating in a tax-related matter related to the Roman Empire. So we know that Jesus Christ was not born on December 25th because the records reflect a different time of the year on one hand. On the other, the actual date is not relevant to myself or most people. The fact that he was a historical person and he was, in fact, born in Bethlehem, that's all that matters. Whether it was December 25th or some other date really doesn't matter to me. That is the reason we celebrate Christmas, is to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. We will not have a show Monday being Christmas Day. We'll be live on the air Tuesday, the 26th of December. So back in the saddle again, as they say. I don't know about you, but my year has been a very eventful year. Earlier this year, much earlier, around late spring, I guess it was, I was approached by a woman in the Czech Republic asking me if I would consider becoming a recipient of the Prague Peace Prize. I had no idea that there was such a thing as a Prague Peace Prize, and I did my homework, my due diligence, and I found out there is such a thing as a Prague Peace Prize. I would be the third recipient of it in 2017 if I decided to accept that award. And I notified Alexandra that I would accept the award and come to Prague, Czech Republic, for that presentation of that award and to speak to the group there. In fact, let me see if I can figure out how to do this real quick. Let's see, the quickest way for me to see this might be to go through my emails and see how many people have seen my Prague presentation. I haven't looked for several months. Alexandra hired a video production crew from Poland that came down there, and they videoed the presentation. Let's see here. Okay, here it is. And I can go to YouTube and see how many people have seen this thing. Okay, that didn't work. okay, let's click on this thing and see what happens. It should come up here momentarily. 83,000 people so far, as of today, have watched this thing. That would fill up pretty much the biggest soccer stadium that there is, football stadium. And there may be some slightly larger, but that's a lot of people. I've seen that presentation in Prague, Czech Republic, this past July. Changed my life dramatically in a lot of ways. I've never been to Europe. It was the trip of a lifetime for me to be able to travel to Europe. The actual travel was no fun. Sitting scrunched up in an airplane, it would be comfortable for a 12-year-old boy, but not really comfortable for a full-grown man. But I just sucked it up and dealt with it. One of the interesting side notes, my Kindle decided to stop working for the duration of the trip, and when I got back, I was able to reboot it, and it works fine now. So I was without the use of my Kindle while I was in Europe. But that was kind of a minor matter. Prague is a beautiful city, an ancient city. The first day I was there, my hostess and I walked up to Prague Castle, which has been doing business every day for many centuries. There's a tavern inside the confines of the castle that's open for business every day. That's been open for business every day since before Christopher Columbus came over here more than 500 years ago. It's hard for Westerners, Americans, I should say, to conceive of that kind of antiquity. But that's actually not all that uncommon in Europe. The federal government of the Czech Republic has some of their daily business taking place in Prague Castle. At the highest levels, government officials are working there Monday through Friday. While I was on the premises of Prague Castle, I saw several automobiles come through there where they obviously were carrying some kind of dignitaries or officials of some sort. I couldn't tell what they were, obviously, but they were clearly there on business because nobody else is permitted on the premises with motor vehicles except government officials. And I assume after hours there would be deliveries taking place to keep everything stocked up that needed to be stocked up there, otherwise pedestrian traffic only. And they had I don't know if it was state-of-the-art, but they had decent security at the entrances, complete with metal detectors to make sure that nobody from the religion of peace got in there to blow things up. I was really grateful for that. I talked to the security guys a little bit. Everybody spoke English, by the way, when I was in Prague. Some not so well, but most spoke English as good or better than my hillbilly neighbors out here. With knowledge and use of the nuances that Americans use. They spoke with a neutral accent and good vocabularies, educated people. What was explained to me is that in the public schools there in Czech Republic, it's required that students take a foreign language. And English is apparently at the top of the list. People don't want to speak German because it's spoken nowhere except Germany. People don't want to speak Russian for obvious reasons after living under the heel of oppression of Russia for decades. Most of the students pick English most of the time. So getting around, I was told this by, I have a couple of dear friends who literally escaped under cover of darkness from Czechoslovakia before the Iron Curtain came down. And I was told before I left that English would not be an issue over there, and it turned out it wasn't. It was not an issue at all. Beautiful city, beautiful people, great food. The hotel I stayed in was, I don't know if it was a 4-star or 5-star, but it was very upscale hotel, just as modern can be. Restaurants that we visited and ate at were just delightful, with great food and a great conversation. There were previous Prague Peace Prize winners there in attendance also, and they were also speaking at the event I was at, which took place at the Lucerna Theater, a magnificent theater right there in the middle of Prague. Beautiful, beautiful opportunity for myself. And I don't know when the next opportunity to go back to Europe would be, but I would certainly jump at the chance again to visit some parts of Europe where the Muslims have not taken over. It's very sad to see that what the Muslims weren't able to do 500 years ago, wasn't even 500 years ago, the Battle of Vienna, well, I think, was just over 300 years ago. Let's see, the Battle of Vienna. Now, that's where the combined Christian armies stopped the invading Muslim armies. Let's see, 1529. That sounds like, man, that was a long time ago. Well, it was on one hand. On the other, it wasn't all that long ago in terms of human history. Not all that long ago at all. But the combined Christian armies did stop the invading Muslim army in Vienna, Austria, in 1529. And they never did get over it. You want some evidence of that? Here's the date of the Battle of Vienna, September 11th. How about that? September 11th, 1529, that's the date that the combined Christian armies stopped the Muslim invading army. September 11th, 1529. You don't need to have any guesses now why they picked that date to stage their attack in the United States, do you? They got defeated that day and they never did get over it. Now the Muslim hordes are invading Europe on a daily basis, taking advantage of the graciousness of these Christian countries to allow them in as refugees. Same thing was happening here until Donald Trump put a stop to it. Thank you. Thank goodness for Donald Trump. Thank goodness for Donald Trump. That needed to happen. I was getting firsthand reports of Muslims coming in regional airport, one regional airport in particular, that would be Springfield, Missouri. These regional airports are pretty busy places in the daytime, Monday through Friday. Evenings and weekends, not much, especially late at night, any night of the week. Usually there's a skeleton crew around, the men and women in the control tower, obviously, some maintenance people, but otherwise pretty empty. And the first-hand report I got from Springfield, Missouri, was that UPS planes were coming in at night. Now, UPS apparently has aircraft that can be converted from cargo to passenger in just a matter of a few hours. The seats can be put in and removed relatively quickly. UPS aircraft were coming in with Muslims in undercover of darkness at the Springfield, Missouri airport. They were getting into motor vehicles and dispersing east and west on Interstate 44 there, which goes right through Springfield, Missouri. And of course, once you're on Interstate 44, you have access to the entire United States interstate highway system. And if you've got relief drivers, you can be anywhere in the United States in no more than 24 hours. I think you could probably be in Key West, Florida, in 24 hours or less of straight driving. So it would be a great way to bring people in under cover of darkness. Now, at my website, there's an interview with a woman. You scroll down. Of course, my website is thelibertyman.com. Scroll down. Scroll down. That's where it says special videos. Let's see. One, two, three, four. It's the fourth one down. And there's a gentleman from a breaking news interviewing a woman about the true nature of the refugees coming into the United States. The true nature. We've got a couple of callers on hold here. We got first Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning. Okay, you're on the regular phone. Yeah, I heard you talking about Prague, and wondering if you can confirm something for me. I don't know if it's specifically you who's mentioned it, talked about it, but about how nice things are in the Czech Republic these days. One of the reasons being that it wasn't bombed out during World War II, so they actually have some of their more ancient architecture intact.
Right. Mm-hmm. Minimal damage, almost none. Nothing of any consequence compared to the rest of Europe.
So consequently, there are all these old, beautiful buildings over there that are still, and it sounds like politically, their climate is much more sane than ours is at this time. And,
at the end of World War II, the communists were, and Franklin Roosevelt made a deal giving up Eastern Europe to the communists. So these people grew up living under the boot and the oppression of Stalin and his successors, and they don't want that.
Czechoslovakia, yeah,
right. When it was Czechoslovakia, and they don't want that anymore. They want freedom. They don't want the boot of oppression of liberal socialism, not at all. And they don't want Muslims.
Right. I mean, it seems like there's this, that's kind of given this sanity to some of what we always consider the Eastern European, buffer states of the Soviet Union, who are now enjoying something more of their own independence. And, and even places like Poland, they're wise to this stuff. And, they're kind of taking a stand against it. And I'm thinking, man, this is, much more politically sane than what's going on in the rest
of
Western
Europe. It is. It's very refreshing. I myself and many people had a lot of concerns about what would happen when these countries were freed from communism. And it's been a pleasant surprise for me to see what's been going on in the Czech Republic, in Poland, and other places. The resistance to tyranny, the resistance to the EU, resistance to Muslim immigration. It's been a pleasant surprise.
Oh, yeah. The Polish, I think maybe, the Polish have been standing quite stridently against all that stuff. And it seems like the Germans, as beaten down and as tucked as they are finally starting to get something of a clue. I mean, the Germans, all of the Germanic nations, if you look at what's going on, I mean, Britain's a mess, same with France and Spain, but especially the Germanic nations of Europe, Western and Northern Europe, are just nuts. I mean, like Sweden and, Switzerland, and that just the leftist liberalism over there is just nuts. But in Poland, Czech Republic and stuff, they don't bring in diseased people from halfway around the world without screening them and sneak them under the cover of darkness so that they can spread epidemics.
Right. we can't lump all together now. So Finland has resisted the Muslim invasion quite nicely. Sweden has basically, they're toast. Norway, right. I think the jury's still out on Norway, but Finland has really stood up against this whole Muslim immigration thing.
Yeah, Finland has always had a strong national identity, has one of the world's highest per capita incomes. They stood against the Nazis. And let's face it, it's cold up there, and the Muslims don't even like it up there. So it's like,
well, that begs the question, why are there so many Muslims in Detroit, which has brutal winters, and and Minnesota was, can you imagine going from Somalia to a Minnesota winter? Oh my.
Right. Well, when you think about Detroit's history, it's been a uniquely American place with, in terms of capitalism and the auto industry and stuff like that. Minnesotans always, you know, a very strong identity, and so they want to, you know, it's a great place to break down the culture, you know, if they can go. They a lot of times they ship these immigrants into small towns and hinterland places and fly over country where they can adulterate the culture and break down, you know, break down the civil will. So,
well, I would say good luck if they try that in Crawford County, Missouri.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay,
you know, as someone who graduated from college in Springfield, I know exactly what you're talking about. So,
okay,
but
all
right, John, that's all I really have. Take care.
Thanks for Joe too. We go to Paul in New Jersey. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, John.
John here. Go ahead,
John. Yeah, my wife, she's Czech. And when she was born in 1974, and when she was younger, they actually, under that communist oppression, she was taught riflery in grade school, in school.
Was she a pioneer?
I don't know what the exact term is, but she was taught. She said they basically gave her a type of air rifle. And she was, they were taught marksmanship.
All right. Well, my friends who grew up there, they've talked about that occasionally, about the pioneers. The pioneers is basically a communist version of the Boy Scouts. And they have some kind of training, possibly it takes place even earlier than that.
Right. That's what I wanted to say, that despite communism being the crimes it's committed in the past, one thing they never did. They never mass imported immigrants. You see, that's a capitalist thing. That's globalism thing. And so we really need to take a hard look at the capitalist economic model that says people are irreplaceable. Ethnicity doesn't matter, or race. Everybody's interchangeable. That's the problem. And this is pushed by globalist corporations from the top down, and who knows what secret satanic meetings these CEOs are having in the background, whether they're having their pedophile rings or any of that. But you can't blame the mass migration of people on Soviet communism. You can't.
We're in agreement on that, Paul.
So let's put, you know, aside the Cold War rhetoric and blaming the Soviets for everything. You know, let's start taking a look at who's ruling over us now. Who are these bureaucrats, these sick degenerates in Brussels, who are for this dumping of African populations into Europe, thinking that African people are just, you know, that you can replace a normal European with an African.
Well,
Europe on a mass scale.
Paul, earlier this week, I'm not sure which day it was because the days kind of run together. I mentioned inbreeding among Muslims, and it's a fact. It's a provable, demonstrable fact that the average IQ in Muslim countries runs 70, 75, which means there's as many with a 50 IQ as there is with a 90 IQ. You cannot, in a modern Western society, people with a 50, 60, or 70 IQ would be limited to doing what we would refer to as working in a sheltered workshop, maybe packing things to be shipped under supervision. And that's about all they're capable of, which means these people will never be productive members of society in the way we normally think of it. They can't, because they don't have the mental capacity to. Plus all the other things, such as their bizarre, freakish, barbaric Muslim beliefs. I was just thinking the other day, Paul, how we should say, you know, you're familiar with the term halal, H-A-L-A?
Yeah, sure. It's like kosher.
Okay.
Right.
Well, we should have halal bathrooms for Muslims, which would have no soap and no toilet paper, so we won't offend Muslims when they go into a regular Western bathroom that has soap and toilet paper.
Well, that would be...
Wouldn't that be a good idea?
Well, it would be to liberals, because liberals are willing dimmies. They're willing to bend over and give their tax money to Muslim welfare recipients that have been imported. They're willing to put white European people who resist the Islamic invasion in prison because of their hate speech, because they don't right. want to be conquered. And these are the liberals. It's the sick Marxist, cultural Marxist, liberal philosophy that is running American corporations.
Right.
They're
right.
the ones who think the DACA, you know, the dreamers coming into the United States should get special privileges and be, you know, like moved up the ladder and sent to colleges at taxpayers' expenses. This is the same cultural Marxist ideology of corporations. This is coming from corporate America. Internet, because they're not even American corporations, let's be honest. They're international corporations, and they're spreading their degeneracy throughout the world. And let's be honest about these scumbags. They would love to do the same thing to Japan. You know, they're trying to get the Japanese to take migrants.
They won't take any of them. Japan won't take any of them. But one last thing before you get away, Paul,
right,
I was also mentioning earlier this week that we should have legislation mandating that American funeral homes set aside a special room for farewell sex so that the Muslim husbands can have farewell sex with their recently deceased wives. Wouldn't that be a good idea?
You know what? The liberals are, that's the next step, you know, of cultural degeneracy, promoting necrophilia. That's the next one. They got to get the pedophilia through, and they're almost done with that. So the next step will be the necrophilia. So you're right there, John. You're cutting edge.
Absolutely. Cutting edge. All right. Yeah. Paul, thank you.
And Merry Christmas, John.
Merry Christmas.
<Yes. laughs>
Next week. Right, next we go to Sherry in South Carolina.
Good morning.
Hey, Sherry. What's on your mind?
Hi. Wanting to wish you and your loved ones a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And wanted to take this opportunity to once again thank you on the behalf of myself and my husband because of the information that you put out on your broadcast about the energy cleaner and the apricot kernels and the doTERRA.
Right.
Oh, we are still here on this earth able to give the Lord praise and glory.
Well, that's wonderful, and it's working. Something's working there, isn't it, Sherry?
Yes, our lives, literally, because we were both at death's door more than once, and I did my research, I listened to your shows, and I was able to hear these things and put them into effect, and we just wanted to take this time, Christmas time again, to thank you sincerely for being a servant and putting the information out. Thank you, and bless you and your family.
Sherry, thank you. We appreciate the call. It's very humbling to get calls like this, emails, private calls on my telephone, which when I started, made the decision to get into talk radio 22 years ago, it'll be 23 years ago this coming spring, I had some goals in mind. I was doing a lot of public speaking at the time, and my thought at the time was, wouldn't it be great to talk to 5,000 people instead of 50 at one time? So I started out with WGNU in St. Louis, 920 on the dial. And I quickly became one of the most popular hosts on there. He had Chuck Norman, who's now deceased, and the station's since been sold. I think they went back to music format. But I quickly became one of the most popular hosts on that show with actually, the owner's sister becoming one of my biggest fans of all things. And I didn't know where this would go. You know, I was doing it. I had a two-hour show a week, I believe it was. Maybe it was only 1 hour. The attorney I was working for, the law firm, graciously gave me the time to go and do that show every Friday afternoon. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with, and of course a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number, and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you. Okay, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 22nd of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Our project, and yes, it is a joint effort. One human being could not possibly watch hundreds of thousands of hours of movies and TV shows generated the last 60-plus years to locate and find these maps, these images of continents with new coastlines. We're up to 17 found this year. The first one, number 18, was found several years ago. It's a great project, a lot of fun. If you got some discretionary time, especially between Christmas and New Year's, keep a sharp lookout. We're finding these images anywhere from very recent, the last few weeks and months, to going back to the mid-1950s in movies and TV shows. If you find one, I need to get the screen capture to me. Once I get the screen capture and we verify that it is, in fact, an image of a continent with new coastlines, you get your choice of any of my five DVDs as a thank you. We got several people who found two and three, and have got two or three of my DVDs, by the way. Let's move forward in 2018 with this project. It's a lot of fun. Also, my website, of course, is the project USS Liberty. Field Training Exercise USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. That's 12 months. You got 12 months. to get ready for any of the five scenarios that I outlined there. Now, if you heard Sherry call in earlier, Sherry from South Carolina, you heard her talk about how her and her husband had their lives saved, basically, by following my advice regarding energy cleaner, apricot kernels. You don't know about the apricot kernels? Well, the free download under at my website under free downloads, the protocols for how to treat cancer easily, safely, cheaply. It does involve apricot kernels, and the active ingredient, of course, is B17, also called amygdalin or laetrile. And, of course, the energy cleaner itself. I'm meeting Tom Berryhill today at noon to pick up a fresh batch. I got mattress pads on the way from my factory distributor. We'll get all caught up with orders and ready to get new orders out the door. Energy cleaner is a marvelous healing device. That's what it is. I use mine every night. If you got joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, it will most likely help you. Not getting a great night's sleep? Hey, dump the pharmaceutical products to put you to sleep and get an energy cleaner. You'll get healthy sleep as opposed to chemically induced sleep. Only $285 should be included. Yes, I do have a 30-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner, so you're risking nothing. I take PayPal. PayPal is marvelous. PayPal now takes payments, by the way, and PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online. If you need to send me a check, my address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Orders only, please. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. Our next caller is Gene in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Gene.
Morning, John. Referring to what you were saying in early in the program, I used to listen to a preacher from Denver, Colorado on satellite, and he said Jesus was born December 25th, but his birthday is September 29th, and I believe you were born at the time of conception.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, the Romans had tax records, and his parents were in Bethlehem to take care of that obligation to the Roman government regarding the tax protocols that they had in place back then. So I'm not all that concerned with the day he was born myself. Yeah, well, if you were conceived in September, how could you possibly be born in December?
No, you were born in December, and your birth was in September 29th, nine months later.
There's only September, October, there's only 4 months between September and December, sir.
September 29th.
Right.
October, November, December. But they were saying, well, the sheep are in the field, so September would explain why that was so. This is what the preacher was talking about.
Oh, okay. You're talking about conception December 25th and birth September 29th. Okay, I got you.
No. Born December 25th. He was born December 25th, and his date of birth was September 29th.
Okay, you're talking about the date of conception and date of birth is being the same. Okay, well.
Days.
Okay, well, we appreciate your call there, Gina. It's good to hear that. The call number is 800-313-9443. Where do we go from here? I hope that you'll be able to get together with friends and family over this coming holiday. That's the best part of it, is seeing people you rarely see, if at all. My daughter, I have not been able to spend Christmas with her for quite a while, so she lives 2,000 miles away. And we do visit on the telephone about once a week and get caught up. She's posting photographs on Facebook, so I get to see those. And but it's still, even though it's long distance, it's still a very close, loving relationship with my daughter and my grandchildren and my great son-in-law that I have up there in Metro Seattle area. And then the rest of my family, of course, is in Metro St. Louis, and it's always good to get together with them, get caught up with what's going on in their lives, and see the new grandbabies, and just enjoy each other's company for a few hours over the Christmas holiday. And I hope that you can enjoy that also. And whatever it is for you, it's going to be different things for different people. Maybe it's going to be close friends. Maybe it'll be family. Maybe it'll be both. Whatever it is for you, I hope that you can enjoy that time and visit with the people that you want to get together with and enjoy a good meal together and so forth. My thoughts about Christmas have changed over the years, of course. When I was a youngster, I was primarily focused on what gift I might be getting. That was my focus at the time. When I was a young adult, I got to spend Christmas in Vietnam. That was an interesting time. I recall Christmas Eve, 1967, this would have been only a month before the Tet Offensive, that I was about 9 o'clock at night, maybe 10 o'clock, could have been a little bit later, 11 or midnight. I was on duty that night for some reason. And I heard Bing Crosby's White Christmas coming out of the sky. And I thought, well, this is really neat. Bing Crosby singing White Christmas just coming out of the sky. That was the C-47s that we used for PSYOPs. The 12 motor-driven loudspeakers were so loud that they drowned out those massive rotor engines that make the DC-3 C-47. Those massive engines, I mean, they're huge with obviously no mufflers on them. So all you hear on the ground is whatever's being played over the loudspeakers. It was a unique opportunity for me because I had played those loudspeakers myself many times up in the air, but I had no idea what it sounded like on the ground until that night. And it was impressive, I have to admit. The technology at the time would be considered primitive by today's standards. We had these German reel-to-reel tape recorders, these massive motor-driven loudspeakers, but it all worked. It all worked, and it was great hearing Bing Crosby sing White Christmas on Christmas Eve there in the Mekong Delta. And, of course, there was a large percentage of Christians there who the Catholic missionaries came to Vietnam in the 1860s. And converted a percentage of the population to Catholicism. So I'm sure all the Vietnamese Catholics appreciated White Christmas. I hope so, anyway. Majority population, of course, is Buddhist and have been for many, many centuries. And the Buddhists and the Catholics seem to get along pretty well at the level of person-to-person interaction. That one of the aspects of the Vietnam War that's not well known or understood at all among Americans is the religious aspect of that war, and why and how the Catholics basically shot themselves in the foot by not allowing Buddhists to assume positions of power and authority within the government that they established. That was a massive mistake that alienated basically 75% or more of the population, depending on where they were. Once you get away from the cities, there was almost no Catholics. So that alienation was exploited by the communists very successfully, I might add, because the monopoly that the Vietnamese Catholics had on power within the government was pretty much a lockdown, unbreakable monopoly that the Vietnamese Catholics had. For example, in the South Vietnamese Army, there was one Buddhist general, just one out of all the generals they had, although the Buddhists were more than half the population, probably three-quarters of the population. They had one Buddhist general, and he was a warrior. my goodness, he was a warrior who was personally responsible for slowing down that last communist attack in 1975. He slowed it down probably better part of a month, personally, with his men. It was certainly a dark page in American history, the way we abandoned our ally there in Vietnam after promising that we would stay and help them. We abandoned them and allowed that country to be taken over by the communists. We did not evacuate all our people. When I say our people, the Vietnamese who were working for the United States government. That was a very humiliating defeat, quite frankly. Seeing those people, the Vietnamese, on the roof of the American embassy, desperately trying to get on a helicopter out of there. What an embarrassment. What an absolute embarrassment. I was able to meet and interview a U.S. Marine who was there in the embassy those last few days. One of his jobs was to burn American currency that had been was on the premises there. I don't know how many millions of dollars it was, but it was a lot of American currency that he had the assignment to burn. Tragic, tragic situation. 1975, I'd already been a homicide detective I was in my third year being a homicide detective by the time the war ended. At the time, our longest war, which it is no longer our longest war, I believe Afghanistan is now our longest war. Another tragedy. We went to war with an entire country because of the possibly two busloads of Al-Qaeda being there. We could fit all the enemy combatants that we were concerned about in two school buses. And we went to war with an entire country because of that. What's wrong with this picture? That's what we did, and that's what we're still doing. Amazing, isn't it? In the meantime, people like Pat Tillman, the former NFL football player, found out the truth about Americans guarding the opium being grown over there, the poppies. And he was assassinated. I'm absolutely convinced that Pat Tillman was assassinated because he was going to go public with his knowledge of the Americans guarding the opium fields. The Taliban was eradicating the opium, by the way. That was part of their belief system of Islam, was to destroy the opium. And they were in the process of doing that, but the Americans brought it back. Strange bedfellows, to say the least. Strange bedfellows. Of course, the Chinese are in Afghanistan exploiting mineral resources and have a highway going all the way through Afghanistan that's for their use only. Chinese don't want to get involved in that war. They were asked to be involved, and they said, no, we don't think so. You guys want to fight these people, you go for it. The Chinese are the smart ones over there, aren't they? They're exploiting natural resources while the Americans are fighting this never-ending war against the Taliban. So the question is, how do you know when you won? That's my question. How do you know? Mostly recall the hunt for bin Laden. He was hiding in a cave in the mountains of Afghanistan. It turned out he was living in a very nice villa, about two football fields away from the front gate of the Pakistani equivalent of West Point. Not exactly a secret to the Pakistani intelligence services. Do you really believe that the Pakistani intelligence services, ISI, did not know Osama bin Laden was 200 yards from the front gate of their equivalent at West Point in Pakistan, not in some remote village with no running water, no electricity, not in some cave in Afghanistan. No, in a very nice villa, just 200 yards from the front gate of the equivalent of West Point in Pakistan. That's my reality. I don't know what yours is. We got our last break this hour coming up here in a minute or so. Got time for a question or a call if you got one. 800-313-9443. You and I aren't going to change the war in Afghanistan. We're going to keep feeding our youngsters in there to get blown up and maimed and be brought back missing limbs and in boxes. Quite frankly, I would discourage any young American from going in any branch of service for a lot of reasons. Seriously, I would. I told my oldest grandson, who's now 21, that when he was about 10 years old, I said, I do not want you enlisting in any branch of the U.S. military. That's what I told him, and it was a very somber conversation. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Our next caller is Ron in Idaho. We've only got a couple of minutes here, Ron. Go ahead. Hello, Ron.
I'm calling to thank you, John. I've listened to you for years over satellite radio that I have, and I appreciate so much of what you've done. I know you're aware, probably there's a lot of people that listen but don't call in. And I'm one. That's probably the first time I've called in. But wanted to thank you and encourage you to stay strong, stay healthy for us, to be a beacon for people that need help and guidance. And you are that to a lot of people, I feel. And what you say is tremendous. I just wish you a lot of luck and hope you stay strong.
Well, I appreciate that, Ron. What part of Idaho are you in, sir?
Southeast part of Idaho, Idaho Falls.
Idaho Falls. Well, I travel through Idaho once or twice a year, every year, to my sister-in-law lives there in Boise, and then we go on up to visit my daughter in Metro Seattle. Beautiful state you got there.
I say again, I miss that.
I say again, it's a beautiful state you have there, Idaho.
Oh, yes. I'd encourage you, if you travel through Idaho Falls, stop at it. There's an Army surplus here, a large one, that just south of town. You'd be impressed with a lot of stuff that he has.
Do you recall the name of it offhand?
What's that?
The name of the place, the name of the business.
It's just Army Surplus.
Army Surplus. Okay. I'll check it out.
Yes.
Real good.
But thank you very much for all that you've done.
Appreciate it.
Beacon and stay strong for us, would you please?
I'll do my best. Thank you, Ron.
You
okay. We don't have time for any more calls this hour. And Ron, we do thank you for your support. Those attaboy calls, they do mean something to me. I'm just human like anybody else. And getting some encouragement along the way certainly does help motivate me. And Ron and Sherry both, we thank you for your calls and your support here at Republic Broadcasting. It's a family. You know, we have regular listeners, regular callers. It's a social event. It's an educational event, entertaining event. Radio is the most personal form of communication. Talk radio is very personal. Over the days, the weeks, and the years, you feel like you get to know each other. You get to know the host. You get to know the regular callers, their personalities, and so forth. It's a lot of fun. And I certainly enjoy it. It's a lot of fun listening to Dr. Myers. He's my personal physician. Brilliant young man. Absolutely brilliant. And always learning new things. I follow his advice. If he says to do something, I do it. Here's our top of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.